This is the fourth teaching in a series of five short teachings that are a foundation of this podcast and blog. I'm Jim Harwell. I'm in the USA. And so just picking up where I left off, about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the presence of the Almighty God, the presence of Jesus. It's beyond anything we can imagine. And I want to step back a little bit. I'm not going to go into the Bible. I'm not going to go into it. This is all so simple. And this is really the theme of this less than 10-minute teaching number four in this series of five. And I want to get back to the simplicity of this message, and that's really if there's a theme of this fourth teaching, it's the simplicity of it, of the gospel, of a relationship with the Almighty God through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. And I just want to give an example that we're fortunate to have the Bible today, but even if we didn't have the Bible, okay. And there's people in the world that don't, okay? Throughout history, there's been people who don't have a Bible. In fact, the first Bible was put together in the late 1400s. It took 2 years to actually put the to create the Bible for the printing press, and then it began slowly to be printed for people. So, it was recited through the years and decades and centuries, you know. And we're going back 6,000 years. The Bible has been put together. This is an incredible book. But again, many, many people have not had a Bible, but they can still have an intimate relationship with the Almighty God as much or even just the same as people who have the Bible and who have access to the entire Bible in many different forms. It does. So the point is, and this is what's so incredible about the Almighty God, He's made Himself available to everyone, from the highest to the lowest, from the beginning to the end. Every person can have a relationship with Him through the Holy Spirit. And again, let's just step back and realize, you know, these are just some general things I want to get across, but people all over the world are searching for God, right? It's so obvious. You know, there's many different religions, and you know, definitely a majority of the world have some type of faith, or a religious faith that they're involved in. People are seeking God in many different ways. Okay, people are also human beings. We are all, pretty much everyone on the earth is constantly moving forward. We're seeking fulfillment in a lot of different ways, right? It is, we know that. And these things actually often distract us from seeking actually Him directly, you know, the Almighty God. We get distracted. We're seeking money, or we're seeking this, or we with the cares of this world, or the pleasures, or the deceitfulness of riches. Those are the things Jesus actually said distract people from following after the kingdom of God, which again, what's the kingdom? The presence of Jesus, the glorious, awesome. It's the most incredible entity in the universe by far. Nothing even compares. In fact, I want to give a simple example. You know, people seek pleasures in a lot of ways, right? Through whether it's alcohol, drugs, sex, money, boom, laughter, comedy, whatever people do, they seek pleasure in a lot of different ways, okay? But I would be the best one. An example that I want to at least present to you is that on a scale of 1 to 1,000, okay, those pleasures that I just mentioned are a 1 or a 2 And the presence of God, the presence of Jesus, is infinity. It's more than tens of thousands or millions or billions or zillions. It's infinity. Like, we can't even imagine how wonderful his presence is. Now, I'm not saying I'm the be all and end all and I'm the, some great, you know, person. No, I'm just simply telling you what the Lord has revealed to me, and he is allowing me. I'm fortunate to be able to pass along these things to you that I think are worthy. I would want somebody to tell me these things if I didn't know them. And the presence of Jesus, it's the answer. It's beyond human comprehension. We can't even imagine how wonderful and how incredible. And the fact that we even have access, even the creator of the universe, glory to God, who created it all, has billions of angels under his command. Not millions, billions. He is the one and only, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We are able to have a relationship with him. It's beyond comprehension. Even just 1 second, seeing, even just glimpsing on our face, because you cannot look upon his face and live, remember? That's the Father God. So he's given us Jesus. Amen. 1 second, a glimpse of the Almighty God would be greater than a million years in the highest courts of the earth. And that, of course, there's a famous scripture that says that. But I'm not even citing scripture in this 10-minute teaching. I want us to realize, it's, as I was saying earlier, it's, we all as human beings know that there's something more. There's something more. There's something, there's got to be more to why we're here. There has to be. It cannot be that we're just here and then we die and then it ends and then there has to be something greater. And then when we look, I know that it's hard living on the earth a lot of times, but when we look and step back and we look at the nature and we see the sky and the sun and the moon and we see, again, no matter where we are, we see nature, we know, we wake up, and somehow there has to be something greater, something beyond, something that's compelling us forward, okay? And so my explanation of the human race is, because we're made in God's image, the human being is an amazing creation. And even just if somebody doesn't believe in God, you can step back and say, man, human beings are pretty amazing. They have accomplished amazing things. They are moving forward. You know, there's this kind of, just call it the human race marches on. And everything is getting greater, right, and bigger. And now we're in this age where every technology and so much has happened and is happening so fast and everything. And we're made in God's image. He's created an amazing race in his own image, and he wants to save them. And so that's all of these are other teachings that I'll be getting into. But part of this is motivation, encouragement to all of us, to me and to anyone who will listen, that what I want to emphasize is that when we step back, it's common sense, and we as human beings generally know there has to be something more. There has to be. It cannot be that we're just here and then we die and then that it ends and there's nothing more. There has to be something greater. And again, as I said, part of the evidence of that is that most people on the earth do have some kind of faith, and they are seeking God in some way. They are, you know, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, you know, on and on, all these different religions and all the minor ones, and then, of course, Catholic Christian. I'll be honest with you, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. But my point is, and I'm now over my time, but I think it's important. I want to just finish this teaching that there is something more, and it's the presence of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Himself, Jesus the Christ, through the Holy Spirit, and it's the presence of God. That's the answer. That's what every, and I believe it with all my heart, every human being on the earth has access to the Almighty God, and He wants to save every person on the earth. Period. He wants to save everyone. Jesus wants to save everyone. And then people may ask, well, then why isn't everyone saved? Well, there's a battle in the spirit realm between the Almighty God and the enemy. And that's a whole different teaching. I'm not even going there. I'm not even close to that yet. But back to what I was saying, there is something more, and it's Jesus the Christ, His presence and power, which is the most awesome, glorious presence ever, and it's totally it's so wonderful it can't be put into human words, and it's what every human being, whether they realize it or not, it's what they are seeking, and what is the, and it's the only thing that will truly fulfill them, and it will, it's beyond fulfillment, and Jesus Christ Himself could not put it into human words. It's so wonderful, the kingdom of God. Thank you for listening, and again, we'll wrap up in the fifth teaching. Thank you.